Kenya violence spiralling out of control. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has warned the world that his country is in danger of destroying itself. He pleaded for the violence that has broken out across the country since the presidential elections on December 27 to end. Odinga said, "Unless we ourselves resolve to act quickly to save our nation, there might be no nation left to save. The national fabric has been broken. Violence is spiralling out of control." President Mwai Kibaki also addressed his nation, saying in a televised speech, "I feel deeply saddened to know Kenyans are confronting one another violently." Violence broke out along ethnic lines after Mr. Kibaki claimed victory in an election that his opponents say was stolen from them. It has resulted in Kenya's worst crisis since its independence in 1963. The turmoil over the validity of the election results has caused once peaceful neighbours to turn on each other. Mr. Odinga's supporters claim that President Kibaki's victory was largely due to vote rigging. What started as peaceful political protests for an election rerun soon gave way to tit-for-tat killings along ethnic lines. This developed into an orgy of massacres as long-running tribal feuds among rival communities turned into localized forms of ethnic cleansing. Something Mr. Odinga says is tearing Kenya apart. Over 900 people have been brutally slaughtered in the streets, often being hacked to death by their neighbours. Rape, looting and the torching of property has also become commonplace. Mediation by former UN General Secretary Kofi Annan has so far failed to quell the violence.